Wind gusts in excess of 50 miles an hour Thursday caused a dust storm in Kay County. Near blackout conditions resulted in a 30-car pileup on I-35 near Blackwell. Clay Pope of the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts has been monitoring the situation, its causes, and its implications.
The bottom line is that we saw a situation where you had exposed soil, we've had the record drought of the last 2 years, and gusts of wind of in excess of 55 miles an hour. And of course, we learned the hard way in the 1930s, that's a recipe for a critical condition that can create situations like we're seeing today. A dust storm going across I-35 that created near blackout conditions, reduced visibility to under 10 feet, created some real problems up there, and once again shows why it's so critical. Especially in this time of record drought, but any time, that we need to be practicing good conservation and that we need to be mindful of soil erosion and the protection of our natural resources.
Okay, are there any conservation practices that are in place now that landowners have been using to prevent more dust storms like this?
Well, you know, and that's the good news, is that, you know, in this year of record drought, in fact, we're in the second year of drought that rivaled actually anything that we saw in the 1930s, probably the third year of drought if you go back and look at the records. The good news is that during that time, we have not seen the return of the dust storms that we saw in the 1930s, or even to the lesser extent what we saw in the 1950s. And it's because of those good conservation practices on the land, leaving residue on the ground, practicing good conservation tillage, even better doing things like no-till and strip-till, the highly erodible land that has been taken out of crop production and put back into pasture land that has cattle on it, doing good pasture management, and, of course, land that's been completely retired under programs like CRP. All of those efforts have made sure that we haven't seen the return of the black blizzards like we saw in the 1930s. But I think what we're seeing today, just like the dust storm we saw last summer in Lubbock, Texas, is that if you turn your back on this situation, you know, we've got the monster that was the Dust Bowl locked in a cage right now. But that lock isn't that good, and that monster can still reach claw out between those bars and grab you if you're not careful. So now's not the time to be cutting corners on conservation practices, whether you're an agriculture producer and what you're doing as far as your production practices on the land, or when you look at our policymakers in Washington, D.C. or Oklahoma City. Now this is a prime example of why we need the Farm Bill, why we need that conservation title, and why folks at the state capitol need to be looking at tools to give producers to help address this drought, especially if we would drag on into another year.
For the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Jim Apel.